Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our gospel readings today have, following on from that pattern in recent times, have been at the latter end of Jesus' ministry, but today we're going right back to the very start. But all of these passages are largely focused on the notion of making sacrifices to follow Jesus. So here we are back in time, Mark chapter 1, the beginning of Mark's version of Jesus' life and ministry. The first four disciples to be called by Jesus left their nets and followed him. Now, we should not take this account literally, as though Jesus just came along and called these new recruits away from their homes, their livelihoods, abandoning the predictable and secure way of life for a life of variety and mystery. Undoubtedly, there'd been some preparation prior to this decisive moment. There would have been things the disciples would have been told, and things perhaps they weren't told. But there will have been conversations to give them some sort of idea of what they were letting themselves in for. The parable we had at our Wednesday service this week, Jesus' advice was, "Don't build the tower until the cost is estimated." So I don't believe the disciples were in the dark. Jesus will have set the scene for them. But a decisive moment came when the call of Christ came to them, and the disciples left their nets, their boats, and for James and John, their father. For the father, that must have been hard, who was left with the hired men, Mark tells us. The whole point of this sequence, I think, is to apply this call to discipleship to ourselves. We have heard about the cost in the preceding weeks to today, and now Jesus comes to us, and we're invited to think about what leaving our nets looks like for us and what it means for our life today. Following Jesus, following anyone, means by definition you are also leaving something behind. And leaving something behind is the hardest part. My wife believed she was marrying me for some kind of stability after making significant moves twice in her early life. But I continued the pattern for her. We moved to Ayrshire in Scotland. We went to Johannesburg in South Africa and then came back to Bramall. And now in Knutsford. There were not just career moves in there, but truly moves that God was leading. Because God in Christ calls us in the church and in the world. Yes, there are calls from Jesus into ministry of a specific nature, but Jesus can call us in any sphere of life to do something special for him. Following is exciting, particularly where big change is involved. But the leaving behind of things is the harder part to that. people you love, the things you like doing, the places you like to go. And that's where that Old Testament reading fitted in this morning. The people of Nineveh were facing destruction, and they turned and left that life to turn back to God. Following means leaving. We have to let go and hand over to Jesus and trust him. We can only get to the new place in life if we're willing to leave, drop what's in our hands, either to the floor or to someone else. Hearing Jesus' invitation, letting go of our nets, getting out of our boat, and walking away from the old man Zebedee. Now, many of you might say to me, I'm too old, I'm settled. I don't want to leave my boat, thank you very much. I'm very happy where I am in my boat with my nets and my old man Zebedee. I want routine, familiarity, comfort. I don't blame you. And that point will come in my life too, I'm sure. But not yet. But as I said, Jesus can call you in all walks of life and at any stage of life. So it may not be spectacular. It doesn't have to be that way at all. What if we disregard this call to follow me as an instruction to go somewhere? What if we heed Christ's call in a different way? Rather than going somewhere, what about you as a person? Allowing Jesus to lead you. Thinking about leaving the old person behind and becoming someone new. Can we identify our own boats, our own nets, our own Zebedees? We can all do that, because none of us are perfect. But in avoiding to constantly look back at the things of life and instead looking forward, searching for the one who is the life, you will find true happiness and contentment. And so, on this Remembrance Sunday, that, in a sense, reminds us of people who followed also for our sakes. We spend a moment to think about those who leave behind their own lives to serve their country, to serve us. Whether in conflict or peacetime, these people make enormous sacrifices to receive the remuneration they receive. And we think about the parents, the wives, the husbands, the partners, their children, and other ones they leave behind. Sometimes out of contact for weeks on end. We have so much to be thankful for. And for those who have left homes never to come back, or returned with the effects that conflict leaves on a person's mind, the sacrifice they made for our freedom. And think about Jesus' sacrifice too, that brought us freedom in him. So, leave behind this place today. I hope, having been inspired, you feel called to look to Jesus and ask what it means to leave your nets and follow him. Amen.
Amen.